China's big on electric cars, but right now, not so big on American imports. So what's that mean for Tesla? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. China is a huge market for electric cars. Tesla is looking for a place to build and sell lots of electric cars. But we're in a trade war with China. And right now, there is about a 40% tax on U.S.-made cars being sold there. Obviously, that hurts all automakers, but if you're trying to become the dominant electric car maker in the world, you need to sell cars in China. So this week, Tesla said it will open a plant in Shanghai to eventually build 500,000 cars a year without the import taxes. In the meantime, Tesla has raised prices in China. A Model S now costs about 70% more there than it costs in the U.S. Dan Sperling is founding director of the Institute of Transportation Studies at the University of California, Davis. I asked him how the Chinese government is changing the market for electric cars.
China is requiring the companies to sell them and providing large incentives to the buyers to buy them. They are now accounting for about half of the electric vehicles in the entire world. But most of those are local companies.
So as we look at the EV market through the lens of this trade war and the tariffs that have just been announced, does that give a boost to these Chinese manufacturers by, for example, causing Tesla to have to raise its prices on cars it's selling there?
Well, certainly in the near term, it'll be fine for China and maybe even good because it means that it favors their domestic companies making electric vehicles. And it means that it makes it more difficult for companies like Tesla.
Well, then in that case, how important is this moment, however long this trade war lasts and this particular point in time, how important is it for electric cars? I mean, is the company that gets it right now or gets this kind of artificial boost going to end up being a market leader for the next 40 years?
Well, you know, if you look at it in terms of Tesla, Tesla is the most important electric vehicle manufacturer in the world. They've set the benchmark for the other companies. The question is, what does this mean? It endangers Tesla because they are financially in having difficulties. They have cash flow problems and they have lots of risk.
Yeah, I guess fundamentally, it seems like the question is, does Tesla need China more than China needs Tesla?
China does not need Tesla. Tesla needs China much more. They have a large percentage, something like 15-20% of their sales is in China. And for those of us interested in electric vehicles, Tesla is hugely important. They are creating the benchmark for everyone else. They are motivating others to make the investments. And if Tesla falters, that's bad for all of the international car companies' investments in electric vehicles. GM, Ford, Mercedes, all of them.
The sort of, obviously, the major component of electric vehicles is the battery. And whoever can improve upon that technology seems like they could end up being the winner, regardless of whether they actually make or sell a lot of cars. Is that fair?
Yes. China is lagging in both vehicle quality and batteries. But China is catching up and they're making mammoth investments. One of the advantages China has, it's a massive market there. And if we start trade wars and trade barriers, it's going to basically allow them to build up that industry with a little bit more protection.
Dan Sperling is founding director of the Institute of Transportation Studies at the University of California, Davis. One interesting note about Tesla's China factory. Previously, the government required car manufacturers to operate as a joint venture with a Chinese company. Tesla will be the first foreign automaker to operate there on its own. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Ever have something you don't quite understand? Don't we all? Ask us to explain it on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, make me smart, and request something, anything, for me and Kai Rizdahl to explain. And you can always say, play Marketplace Tech from any smart speaker.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.